Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her mylifeinabook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-L.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callion.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 What the fuck?
You know what? Hell no.
What the fuck?
Okay, so we're recording 2 days later.
Ooh, child.
Because every time we sit down to record,
ooh, child,
the shit jumps off.
I mean,
spoiler alert, there will be cussing.
There will be a lot of cursing because every 5 minutes, there's something else the fuck going on.
We sat down to record just now on Thursday morning, and Pelosi, Speaker of the House Pelosi, came out and said,
it's time to impeach.
It's time to impeach.
Either you invoke the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, invoke the 25th Amendment, or we will start impeachment because we need to.
Ooh.
So, okay.
So first of all, let's start with the fact that yesterday was COVID's deadliest day in this country, taking out more people, more Americans died. Okay, then 9/11, we're talking about close to 4,000 people dead from COVID yesterday.
In one day. 3,915 people died yesterday in the United States. It was the deadliest day of the pandemic. And at this point now, it has claimed over 360,000 lives.
Yeah.
And there were a record new 251,000 plus cases reported.
Yeah, and so here we are. The reality is that even as we're about to talk about the coup and the insurrection that happened in this country, we can't even get to the goddamn pandemic.
And, you know, as a note, as all of you I know who've been watching the terrorists takeover of our Capitol yesterday, you no doubt noticed that these people weren't wearing masks, and more shockingly, to cover their identities, they committed acts of sedition. It's unfathomable to me, but that needed to be said, that in the middle of all this, we're not dealing with the pandemic, and I don't know that we have 2 weeks.
No, you're right.
We're nowhere near it.
But before we even get to that, Congress did certify that the Biden win after after the violent Capitol riot.
And but we still had people with their objections. You know, Josh Harbin. Let me start with Kelly Loeffler, if I may, for a minute.
Oh, girl.
Homegirl lost. Lost.
Lost.
Let us just say all we do is win real quick. And thank Georgia. Thank you. You are heroes.
And thank you to everybody who sent postcards.
That's right.
Who made phone calls.
Who donated, I don't care what, 50 cents, a moment of your time, your name to a petition.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because you helped win that election.
And we needed that. Okay? And we got it. So thank you. But
Kelly Loft, when she came up after they were able to finally the police to stop moseying around and facilitating the insurrection of and the sedition and the terrorism on our capital, when they got done helping those people terrorize the world and the nation and got the were able to reseat the house in their various chambers, Kelly Loft, I anticipated, and I was talking to a friend and I was like, you know, what needs to happen here is every one of these people needs to come in and withdraw their objections.
Yeah.
And Kelly Loeffler did it, and did it quickly, succinctly, and you could see the terror in homegirl's eyes.
Let me tell you something. Her weave ain't going to be right for weeks.
No, that's going to have to. In fact, they're going to have to do a whole new braid in on
that. Yes, they are. They're going to do a whole new install there.
Because, but she was like, yeah, because laying on the ground with oxygen tent over your head, praying for your life, should make you reconsider.
Yep.
Fucking with the Constitution.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. What else it should make you reconsider? The fucking company you keep.
Hello?
The fucking company you keep.
Now we get on to what's his name?
Josh Hawley?
See, I'm trying really hard not to say it, because every time I do, I end up saying
something
horrible.
The name that should go down in infamy?
Got up there after that and continued.
Four people dead.
They haven't cleaned the blood.
You've been crawling around on your bellies.
They have not cleaned the blood yet.
I'm telling
you,
girl.
The blood yet from a woman, a terrorist being shot more than likely by the police.
That's right.
But we don't know who at this point. But a terrorist being shot in the room next to where they were.
That's right. I'm looking at Representative Jayapal
on her knees.
We have had
with
the
an
privilege
mask bag over her head.
Mm-hmm. We've had the privilege of meeting this woman. You know, the thing that I couldn't help but feel in that moment watching her is that at your fucking job, you are forced to crawl around and be afraid for your life.
Well, this is the thing, and I'm glad people have said it. I do think it needs to be said at this moment that we've allowed the children of this nation to live with that fear every day of their lives.
That's right. That's my next thing.
That we've been okay, that same group of people has been okay with that.
With the gun violence,
they have been okay
our children.
With their children living, having drills on how to deal with a violent insurrection in their school. So,
and their answer to that was, why don't you just get a bulletproof fucking backpack?
No, and arm
Fuck
the teachers.
And
really?
Because
you have armed trained guards, and that didn't help your ass.
No, it didn't.
So I just can't, because I woke up this morning and found myself in 100% lockstep agreement with Joe Scarborough and Claire McCaskill.
How the fuck that happened?
That's not supposed to happen.
How the fuck that happened?
I promised myself I would not scream this entire podcast. I'm going to try hard not to.
But you know what? But here's the thing. First of all, Congress did, and I do appreciate this, okay? And as much as I hate, and I told you the other day, Angela, I said, when I look at Mike Pence, mm-hmm. all I see is darkness and blackness in his soul behind mm-hmm. his eyes. But you know what that motherfucker did? He got up there and he did his motherfucking job.
Well, and here's the thing. I have a personal rule. Not everybody agrees with me about this, but you know, Francis, for me, I have a rule on, do we compliment people for doing their jobs? Like, do you know what I mean?
That's for 4 years.
He fomented this.
Yes, he did.
He's been fomenting it this entire time, talking about he's right. He's been giving speech after speech. He went down to Georgia and lied and said this election was stolen, just like Trump. I can't be on team. Thank you for showing up. But what I can say is, you would have thought, it just further highlights Hawley and other people not doing what they're supposed to do.
That's right.
Because not only is that what the electoral vote thing is pro forma, it's supposed to just happen. There is no place for debate in it. They keep saying it. So it was a show, but they wouldn't even give up their show.
No.
For the safety of their own nation and their own lives and the lives of their colleagues, they wouldn't give up their performance.
That's right.
These people are terrorists and traitors, and they need to be dealt with as such. The fact that I watched people put up a Confederate fucking flag in the Capitol and then walk to their various shitty hotels.
That's
fuck
right.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, because you know why? Joy Reid said it the best, and I'll say it again.
Yep.
These people, they didn't even just storm the Capitol. They were on a fucking walking tour.
That's
Bonnie
right.
Hunt might as well have been saying this way, come take a piss on
yep.
Nancy Pelosi's fucking desk.
Yep. Sent there by the current president
and
his fake-ass lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, at a rally just a few blocks away. And this idea that we have to check on people's motives, do we? Because they were at a rally 2 blocks away or whatever. Like, come on.
You know what? As I came over yesterday to record the podcast as this shit started going down, I'm watching Mitch McConnell on one channel, and here's the problem. Here's the problem
Thank
about
you.
Our bifurcated media, okay?
Thank you.
I'm watching Mitch McConnell on one channel say, we gotta be good. This is not how America is. When on the other channel, when I walked out my house on OAN, and I recorded it, because you can't see it on our media, I'm watching the president of the United States say, burn it all the fuck down. We can't, those are two different governments happening.
But also they're not, because this is the thing that makes me mad that keeps happening. And we just went through this and talking about a mischaracterization of Trump, the statement that actually Scavino put out, but that allegedly Trump put out because Trump's accounts have been at least indefinitely stopped on Twitter and on
yes.
Instagram and Facebook. Think 4 years too late, but whatever. They put out a statement, and it's being misreported that what Trump said was, you know, there will be a peaceful transition of power on January 20th. You have to read the whole thing.
Right.
And I'll read it to you in a second.
I'm talking about his earlier speech.
But that's what I'm saying. The same thing happened in that speech, because in that same speech, Mitch McConnell starts with a series of lies designed to say, what he was saying was, the Democrats have done this every election, which isn't true. They've objected. Yes, they've had objections, but not like this.
No.
And not like, oh, we're taking it down. But yes, they have had objections in the past, but not every election, not the way he was saying. And literally, he's like, we're better than them. We need to continue to be better than them. He denies any wrongdoing.
Yeah.
He denies that they've done anything wrong. Yes, he got to that place, but it's covered.
Absolutely.
Just in everything else. And so that needs to be said, because I'm not going to sit here and act like these people did things they didn't do. So this is the statement that Trump actually put out. That after the violence. This is this morning, I believe. Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we would continue our, and then I have to go to the other page here, continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. That is not a go home, stop
no.
condemnation. That is, you're absolutely right. I'm down with it. There's no, he doesn't even mention the violence, the people, the four people dead, any of it.
Well, you know, and then yesterday when they finally got him after Joe Biden had to come on television, ask and demand the president in this now, calling it an insurrection, asking President Trump to step up. What does Trump come out and do? He gives a little short video in the Rose Garden, which is basically which is no longer a Rose Garden.
It's a tennis court.
Which is basically a love letter telling people, we love you.
Yeah, it is a love letter, because he says, we love you.
It's
We're
a
great.
Love letter.
You're right. This election was stolen.
It's not a cease and desist.
No, none of this is cease. This is continue. And saying that there'll be a peaceful transition on January 20th, it's a very specific thing to me. That's saying, up till then, though, bitches, we're going to do whatever the hell we want, and we're going to disrupt everything. He cannot stay in office.
And also, here's the other thing. That is the nation's capital, okay?
Of the United States of fucking America.
But what about the other Capitol buildings in the
other
50 motherfucking states?
Can I give a shout out to our friend and amazing man, Malcolm Nance? Because Malcolm Nance said it early in the day yesterday. He tweeted, he was like, law enforcement in every other state, you should be ready. They are going to come to your capitals. And they did.
Yes.
And they have been. And they will continue to. Because what they essentially did was they let everybody calm down and walk to their hotels, which, by the way, I happen to know what's going on. So these people, they left this riot, insurrection, on their own free will, went and had some cocktails, had some dinner, you know, went back to their hotels. And a lot of these people, they're not staying in hotels in the city. They're very expensive in the city. So they're staying in hotels off the highway, the route there. And they all went back there. And I happen to know they have law enforcement there watching all of those places to see to make sure that, well, I don't know if they're going to make sure they don't do anything given what I watched them do yesterday. But they said this is how dumb these people are. They're at their hotels with their license plates covered. They've made sure that if you isn't just a casual drive through the parking lot. You know these are the people.
Right.
Because they've blocked out their license plates. Mm-hmm. They have their MAGA Trump till we die. We're taking it back all over their vehicles at the Motel 6s or the whatever it is down the road. So they just went to go rest so they can come back. And now there will be more of them.
Yes.
And it's he's got to be impeached or taken out. We can't do this for 14 days. I don't think we'll survive it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not okay. And in fact, I want to read the Joe Scarborough rant real quick.
Uh-huh.
Because it's amazing. This happened this morning where it's Thursday morning. He said, so this is Joe Scarborough, and he is screaming when I say this. I'm not exaggerating, screaming. So this is it. So he goes, so I want to know from the Capitol Hill police, what is it? Is it just white people or is it just Donald Trump supporters? Why do you scream at people for walking across the street three blocks away from the Capitol? Why are you not as badass around the Capitol? But then Trump supporters come in and you open the fucking doors for them. You open the doors for them and let them breach the people's house. What is wrong with you? I also want to know, are we a nation of laws? Or are we a nation of one man? Donald J. Trump called for the insurrection against the United States of America. That's insurrection against the United States of America. And if Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump are not arrested today for insurrection, taken to jail and booked, and if the Capitol Hill police do not go through every video and look at the face of every person that invaded our Capitol, and if they are not arrested and brought to justice today, then we are no longer a nation of laws, and we will only tell people they can do this again.
That's exactly it. And that is, let me tell you something, do it again. They opened the doors for them. They let people leave.
They moved the barricades. They took selfies. That is not a rumor. I can send you the video.
Yes.
That's not a rumor. They took selfies with them.
So here's the thing, and Joy Reid said it, and I'll say it again. You don't have to be afraid of these people when you are these people. Okay?
And by the way, it's the police.
The police. Said,
white people in this country are not afraid of the police, and they aren't.
Yeah.
You aren't.
No.
And that's an A.
And here's the thing. Everybody's going to know somebody, everybody listening to this podcast who's white, and probably some people are not white, will know somebody who knew somebody who was there.
And you know what? We won't have to talk about. We got to take a quick break, I think, here, right? Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to continue talking and some other news. But also, we want to talk about the casual protester, the casual insurrectionists from yesterday, because those people I find particularly disturbing.
We'll be right back. Just for our listeners, the Clean Phone, the top brand in UV sanitizing, is now offering their top-rated, top-selling, best-reviewed wand product at 50% off and free two-day shipping.
The Clean Phone Wand is a handheld UV sanitizer that helps you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface.
It uses the same proven sanitizing technology employed by hospitals.
Use it on packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money. Take it with you everywhere.
That's right. At 50% off and free two-day shipping with a limited time, it's the perfect gift for anyone who needs it.
It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe.
COVID cases are on the rise.
Get the Clean Phone Wand at 50% off now, and they'll take 60% off a second wand. A great holiday gift for family and friends.
Go to thenewdealshop.com. That's thenewdealshop.com. So you were saying, Angela.
In the unending me pacing in front of the TV watching that I did. There's an app on the iPhone, the fitness thing, and I'm sure many of you know this, but I stumbled across it. It's keeping track of how often I stand and all that. I stood for, what was it? 19?
17 hours.
No, it went up. It was like 18 or 19. I think it was 18 hours yesterday. Because I was pacing watching this. Watching the people desecrate the Capitol, break into offices, leave threatening notes, destroy property, go to the lectern, go to places they're never allowed to go.
Yeah.
And uninterrupted, nobody comes in there, nobody's getting them, nobody's even trying to. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know I'm not trained, but there were like 20 of them in the chamber.
Yeah.
Why not just roll in a tear gas canister and shut the door? Like, I don't understand why they couldn't. But this is the thing. So we're watching all that go down. And yet, then they pull back from the footage to show, talk to reporters outside. And it's the people who are just walking around outside. Like, they're not directly inside, but they're in the protest.
Yeah.
They're just on the outsides of it. What the fuck is that?
Well, that is, I can do whatever I want. And again, I'll go back to Joy Reid. If they had been black people walking around just the outside, you better believe they would have been zip tied.
Oh, no.
Tasered.
It's not in the part I wrote, but what Joe Scarborough said, if these people had been black, they would have been shot in the face.
Yeah, they would have been shot in the face.
And it's
And that's the truth of it.
It
that
is absolutely
is the truth.
And I was like Claire McCaskill was one of the first people on MSNBC to say it that directly. People were insinuating it. They were saying, you know, when I've watched these same, you know, this police with other protests and protesters, and this is not a this is an insurrection. And she just said it. She's like, if these people were black,
yep,
like so. And if they were just black, if they were there for civil rights issues,
yes,
that would be enough.
There's a couple questions I have. I want to know, not only do I want to know who those people are, I want to know what their social media is. And I want to know every Facebook group, every Instagram group they're a part of. And I want to know who's in those groups. I want to know if Eric Prince had people in that group
of people. There were people
who looked militaristic in those groups.
Well, the woman who was shot as a veteran was apparently a veteran.
Yes. And because here's the thing, when you watch that tape of the Capitol Police guard, the African-American man being advanced on by that group of people, those are people who were in shape, who had trained, who weren't afraid, who were advancing without attacking. I'm going to tell you something. Angry mobs don't behave that way.
No, they were. And here's the other thing. And I have to say this. Fuck Chuck Todd. When that was happening, that exact mm-hmm. footage when it was happening live, I watched Chuck Todd see that footage of that black Capitol Police officer mm-hmm. backing up and running and then turning around. And he literally said, oh, are those people being escorted out by that officer? I was like, what happens inside of your eyes?
Exactly.
Have you ever been escorted to or from a place? Because people don't usually do it while running or by walking backwards with a bully club out themselves.
Yeah.
But that's how he interpreted that moment. I was like, damn.
And we have to ask questions why the mayor of D.C. was refused to have National Guard.
They keep not saying it, but we said it last week. She requested that, and she was told, no, they weren't necessary. They knew what was going to happen. We all knew what was going to happen. I didn't know it would be this bad. I didn't know that, because I assumed that they would stop people from going into the Capitol. There were armed people, armed with weapons and explosive devices, with one entire branch of our government. Do not get it twisted. This was a coup attempt, and the president said nothing while he watched it from inside the White House
because
he wanted to. But in fact, this morning when he called in to the Republicans, he called into the Republican National Committee meeting briefly this Thursday morning. He received a loud and overwhelming enthusiastic reception with RNC chair Rona McDaniel put him on speakerphone, and someone in the room yelled, "We love you." This is this morning. Four people are dead.
Yep. I'm telling you, you cannot trust, and I'm going to say it like this, you cannot trust the GOP anymore, because anybody who sided with Trump, you cannot trust those people. That is not putting the Republic first.
What kills me, and this is, it started with, I mean, not started with, but Steve Scalise kept coming to mind for me. And he mm-hmm. has actually throughout the whole pandemic, because he was one of the representatives who was shot, you know, in the terrorist attack at the softball or baseball, you know, game. And he was severely injured. I mean, he was in the hospital for months.
Yeah,
you know,
months of rehab. And I'm sure he's still doing through rehab.
Woke up and went to do an NRA event. And, you know, it didn't change his views at all. And I've been wondering this entire time of the pandemic, like some of these people have gotten COVID and they still don't, you know, aren't. So I look at the situation and I'm like, you people just refuse to learn and don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm looking at this, is not only is it embarrassing, but I couldn't help thinking it. When I was watching it, I was like, if I were Al Qaeda, if I were a terrorist organization in another country, right now would be when I would do something.
Well, but you know what? Here's the thing. You don't have to do anything because we've got terrorists inside
House. But that if you want to get on a plane and crash it, today's the day, because everybody's looking someplace else and not looking hard. And and I don't understand. I've watched moms for police to end police brutality be clubbed
yep.
and arrested.
Yep. But meanwhile, I'm watching this morning somebody, Ryan, what's his face, from the Pentagon, being like, there's going to be, you know, armed guards outside the Capitol today. And we're going to, I'm like, bitch, you a day late and a dollar short.
And aren't there always armed guards outside the Capitol? Like, this is the, like, to me, what I've been to the Capitol, that was less security than there normally is. Normally, you couldn't. There's just no way that there was like one guy at the door. I believe they pulled resources.
That's what I was going to say. When we get down to it, when it is investigated, you will find, because somebody's going to fucking talk. Okay.
Oh, but you'll be able to see it, the allocation of resources, because I was like, I'm looking at this two guards. I'm like, I've been to the Capitol and the White House many times, and or not the White House, but all those buildings. Yeah. I have family and friends who work in government, and I have never seen two guards at the entrance.
Yeah.
That's just not, this is not the AMC.
Totally.
This isn't a showing of a movie.
Shit.
Like, what are you talking about?
You know, and I love the game that's going around on the internet, which is name a place that has better security than the fucking Capitol building. Chick-fil-A.
My ass.
Okay.
Try to come up in my ass and see what the fuck happens to you.
Goddamn right.
You know for a fact that that's a dangerous move.
It's a you know what?
Not that's, because she's tried it,
because
she would never.
Not because I tried it, but I heard.
She's heard from people who have.
I've heard from other people.
From the hand, the countless handless people who have made an attempt to grab this ass. Let me tell you the surest way to get on my bad side. Okay. There's a couple people they've been strangled. Not to death, but.
Close.
But. I think they
light
saw part of their lives flash before
light
their
strangling.
Eyes. But we woke
bullshit.
Up and I was very curious what's going to happen. We woke up with Chuck Schumer saying he needs to be impeached or removed, and they were guessing and listening on about what that means, because they're, and I forget who said it. It might have been Chuck Todd saying, "I doubt." No, it wasn't him. It was somebody else saying. And I doubt that Schumer would, he went rogue, and then they're like, rogue isn't the right term. because what they were basically saying was would go rogue without Nancy Pelosi.
Right,
that's
right,
what they were saying.
Right,
so they were like, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, but yeah, there's no, I was like, so we wanted to see what Speaker Pelosi said, and he absolutely, right now, if you haven't, there's a move on petition, call your representatives, call their offices, tell them that this president needs to be removed, that they need to begin impeachment proceedings. The cabinet is not going to invoke the 25th Amendment.
No.
In fact, I don't think that they'll come in. I think that these are people that if they do anything, they might start resigning. But I don't even think they'll do that in any meaningful way.
They have to start. And we were talking about this earlier. They have to start impeachment so that there is something on the books, because we are living this history. This history is unfolding. You know,
those people didn't leave. And in fact, I know from a friend that they've the people, the police know, mm-hmm. in watching them at these various hotels, they've extended their stays.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you something.
What they learned is
they're
they can do this.
Yeah. To clown. He said, burn it down.
And they're going to
try it. Let
they
me tell you.
They flew a flag
from
a seditious movement that almost destroyed this nation off of the Capitol. And I had to watch Katie Turin and other people say this is, it's getting close to sedition. I was like, that's the definition of sedition.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
This is it. You're in the coup.
They're in the Capitol. They took down the flag and put up the flag of a rogue nation that doesn't exist.
Let me tell you something.
What is that?
Let me tell you something. HBO will make a movie on just this.
It's absolutely.
If this is another country, this is the story. Not that whether or not what happens even after this. This is the story.
And just to show you how much Trump doesn't give a fuck, not only has he still not said anything about the violence, condemned it in any way, or the people that died, because three of those four deaths were people who we still don't know the exact situation, but they had some sort of medical emergencies that I don't know if they were a part of this insurrection or mm-hmm. or if they were, I don't think they were lawmakers. I feel like we might have heard that, but I don't know. But this insurrection attempt, this coup attempt, interrupted their ability to get care. And at least that's part of what we're hearing at this point.
Yeah.
The National Guard has now been set to stay in D.C. through the inauguration, which what does that tell you? That they know that every day is a danger. So if you know that, get him out.
Yeah.
Like you know that's a problem. So get him out. And we have to. And shame on all the social media for all of your behavior this entire 4 years.
Yep. Because you know what? You let them do it. You let them do it all day long. Shut that bitch up. Shut him up. Take it. Take his toys away.
Yep.
And let him tyrant all he wants in his living room.
Meanwhile, you know what he is getting done right now or today? He's giving the Medal of Freedom to three golfers, one of whom is dead.
Wow.
to golfers, people he likes golfing with.
That's what he's doing.
He's not calling the families of the thousands of people who died from COVID.
Who were on the floor.
He's not checking to see if they're okay. I've not heard of one person saying, I received a call from President Trump asking if we were okay, making sure that we were okay. Nope. He's given medals of honors to people he likes and wants to, you know, golf with. Because for him, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
He doesn't care.
Right.
There's
right.
nothing there that he doesn't care. He loved it.
His
son is going on congratulating people and tell them to soldier on and keep it up.
Yep.
Block all of them. Ivanka tweeting support for the people. She allegedly deleted the tweet at some point. All of their accounts need to be stopped. Okay, because they're simply using them to incite violence.
Yep.
Let me right now on this podcast tell all of you to go arm yourselves and go to your state capitals and take them over and see how long it takes the FBI to be at this door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it is absolutely not okay. And there is no other answer than get him out of that goddamn office as soon as you can today.
And that is our final word. And now it's time for emails, emails. Come on, go get your emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They feel a little weird at this moment, but yeah.
You know what? I'm going to skip that.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You know what? We're going to skip that and resistance. Except for resistance. You know what?
You resist your resistance item for today.
Impeach.
Impeach. Go to move on. Go to look. Google, you know, petitions. Make sure you sign a petition. Call your representatives, call your senators and say, I will not be satisfied until the 25th Amendment or impeachment proceedings are brought. It's Thursday. How long does it take you to walk to the floor? Like, that is like, we have got to keep that pressure campaign up, because when I tell you that not only is this not over, but they are going to get worse.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you for listening to
The Final Word.
Fuck this shit.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.